get the response you were looking for here tonight?
Yeah, that was a real solid start to a game. And then I thought we carried it right through. We had, other than late in the second there, I think on their power play, a couple of flurries in the third, we were pretty good in that game. Yeah, we were better than that. We played one hell of an offensive game and battled hard on the defensive side of the puck.
What did you do to hold them at bay for especially the first 40 minutes there?
Oh, we were just on the puck. We don't give them the room to skate pucks out and to use that speed. We just contested every puck.
What did you see from Hutchinson tonight, Paul?
What I liked about him is that, not a lot of work. And then the second goal he would want back all day long. But he made two really, really good saves at the end of the second period on their power play. And that keeps the game right because we deserve to be leading going into the third based on the play. So that now he feels like a part of it, not... So I like that. I thought it was a bit of a tough game for him to play. There was a lot of traffic in the front of the net, a lot of screens in the time that they did have control of the puck in our end. But the two saves he made on the power play were really good.
Why'd you go back to him today?
You know what? The honest answer is he had a great week in practice, looking back like he did. And so, he's got to go in at some point. Connor's played very, very well, but the last two games haven't been great for him. Not hanging him on him, but so he needs a break too sometimes, right? It's his first time in the National Hockey League. He's played really well for us, but even if I'm playing him like a number one guy at that point, but even at that point, your number one guy needs a break every once in a while. So, and Mike gave himself a chance solely through his work ethic and practice. He had a heck of a day the other day. And he looked like he was enjoying it, and that was a sign for me that he was back.
What do you think a win like this does for him mentally? And it's been a long time.
Well, yeah, it's been for all the good things that a team gets to enjoy. He especially gets to enjoy. It was a game that we had to play a certain way, and we did that. So in some ways, he feels even more pressure because the guys are playing that hard in front of him. So it's a big confidence boost for him.
A couple of timely goals by Stafford in that second period. Just a thought on him getting the job done in the offensive zone like he was able to?
And he has been for a while. It's 16, I believe, for him now. That puts him in the lead. And if he gets a seam, he gets a hole. Even the goal that Andrew scored net front on the power play the other night is a shot by Staff. So he's feeling it with his stick. But you go back and watch the video. He fought hard for his game tonight. And the goals going in, a bit of the icing on the cake. He played a real man's game.
Does Nikolaj Ehlers get a little more room inside your dressing room?
That was outstanding. You get an opportunity to watch that again. The best isn't the fight. It's the bench standing in behind. If you get a chance to watch the replay on that, good for him. Yeah, he gets a little more room. Gets to eat a little further earlier in the food line at the pregame.
Did you have that right hand in him?
I don't think anybody did. It's out there now, though.
That's how it's got to look for you guys, isn't it, Paul? With everybody competing and everybody...
Yeah, so there's some things about the game. Like, Colorado will give you the outside in there and the ice. So you're not... If we play that game against St. Louis, we're not going to have the same kind of offensive zone time. So it's not going to look the same way. But that's the way it's got to look for us. We got to play harder than average to win hockey games. We just do. That's where we are at. We got a real young team, And tonight they took a step forward in that. I thought, all our veteran guys stepped up and played. Joel Armia played maybe his best game here. And I thought the young defensemen in Truba and Sherratt were really, really good. So, Mark Scheifele's line's first period, they gave up a couple of chances against McKinnon's line and then changed and got better, right? So I was really happy with the way the whole group played, but... It's a long answer to say you're exactly right. That's exactly the way it's got to look. And just so we're clear, that's really, really hard to do every night, and that's what we're trying to do.
Who do you got in the Super Bowl?
Oh, I should think about that. So I got one kid at home that's got a Carolina Panthers sweater from our time in Carolina. So I got one rooting there. I would have to root for the older quarterback probably just for the storyline of that. But it'll be one of the few Super Bowls I think I've ever watched. I'm absolutely watching that. It'll be a great event.